much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
All right, enough chit chat, everyone. Please get back to work.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
VIG.
Have you ever had a dream that you want him to do you so much you could do anything?
This is making insanely good sense to me.
You guys won an award for your show? Really? Have they listened to you at all?
That's horrible. Or good. Full disclosure, I didn't listen to what you just said.
And now.
Whoa, you got butt slammed!
Meanie and the Butt.
In the morning.
On the radio.
Our feature presentation.
I think that was based mostly on us. There's a lot of mocking going on there, yeah. And it's deserved. Good morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday, the 16th of July. I'd like to start with a new facial treatment, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I don't know how these happen, how they discover them for the first time. But there's a new facial treatment that is called snail facial, in which customers let snails crawl around on their face.
Not really, though. They just call it a snail facial.
Real snails crawling around on their face secrete – I'm going to read this verbatim – secreting mucus. Secreting mucus.
Yeah, it's the goo that you see on the sidewalk, the trail.
Yeah. I'd always thought that was... Yeah. I always thought that was a walking deuce. I didn't know what that was.
It could be.
They say that the secreted snail mucus is key to the facial. This is the very important part. Reportedly contains a beauty-boosting cocktail of antioxidants and a bunch of other stuff. But it's a new trend. You go in, they put snails on your face. You lay there for a while a snail crawls around on your face.
I can't imagine that anybody can lay there and let that happen.
That sounds like a nightmare.
You know, I'm surprised they haven't figured out how to milk snails yet. I guess I'm glad they're doing it in the natural way.
Can you milk a snail?
Well,
oh, you mean instead of having the snail crawl on you?
Actually crawl on you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Either way, I don't buy it. I just can't imagine that.
It's the latest thing, and the latest thing is never wrong.
Where do they do this?
I don't know.
Does it say?
Japanese.
Of course.
Japan.
They had the fish eating your feet thing, too.
They did, yeah.
We're gonna have to do all the crazy crap.
We're going to have to do some more research on this, because I'll bet we'd be able to find somebody that knows more about it.
Yes, I would like to know more.
Snail mucus does not seem like a positive.
No, but how beautiful could I be?
Is it worth the trade-off?
That's the question.
Exactly. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? We have Derek Waters and Jeremy Connor, who are part of Drunk History.
I don't know if you've seen this on Drunk History.
Comedy Central, but they get smashed, and then they tell you stories from history, and actual actors act it out. It's fantastic.
Great.
It really does speak right to me. Like, I understand what they're saying perfectly.
Yes, I learned something.
And you learned something, right? Who knew? I found out something about Al Capone watching this yesterday that I never knew before. We have some tickets to the ESPYs on today's show. We have Evan Metropoulos. I don't know if you saw in the office. There are maybe 18 boxes.
I saw that.
Of Twinkies.
Yes.
Mugs, you're not allowed.
Oh,
yep, you're not allowed. I'm sorry.
There's no room for our guests. They're stacked everywhere.
We also have PBR everywhere. So.
Yes, also.
And I think that is a direct relation to the fact that Brad Williams is here. Everywhere he goes, he brings PBR. Just has them follow him. Marissa Miller will be on the phone talking about RIPD, the brand new movie that's coming out, and another edition of West on West. We will take a break and come back with the showbiz beat. Coming up just after the top of the hour, we have Michael C. Hall, Dexter himself, and a new episode of West on West in the 6 o'clock hour. Brad Williams has joined us here today, comedian. You can follow him at Funny Brad on Twitter. He also has his About Last Night podcast.
That's right.
With Adam Ray.
Yeah, we just had the director of The Heat and Bridesmaids on, Paul Feig.
I got to tell you, The Heat was one of the funniest movies I've seen in 5 years.
It was great. Yeah. And Paul is just really funny himself. He's an old stand-up comic, and we talked to him for an hour. He won $25,000 on the $25,000 pyramid.
Shut up! What? He was a stand-up?
Yeah.
He was so lying to you.
God. No, we pulled up the YouTube clip, and he just schools that.
That's awesome.
It's great. He was a great interview. That's going to go up next Monday. Subscribe on that. But now I'm here doing my best to substitute for Ralph.
He's out for one day. Ralph will be back tomorrow.
Just one day. So, and by the way, thanks for the Twinkies and the beer backstage.
Nothing but Twinkies and beer at this place.
Floor to ceiling. It's not 6 a.m. I've had Twinkies. I've had beer. I've had Red Bull. This is going to be a showbiz beat, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a great day.
What does that do to a little guy like you?
Well, being that I'm 4'4", my nickname is Two Beer Brad, which equivocates to 6 Pabst Blue Ribbons. And I've had 3 already. I don't know what the math is on that, but I'm having a good time.
This is going to be fun.
Woo! Well, speaking of beer and drinking and drugs, let's see if I can do this right. Lindsay Lohan!
Pretty good.
Is in the news. It pays to be a druggie. That's what I'm going to say.
You're right.
Why does it pay?
Kids, if you learn anything from this Showbiz Beat, do drugs.
Yep.
It can only improve your life.
Is that really what we want
to? Well, listen to what Brad has to say.
Because Lindsay Lohan just got paid. Mm-hmm. The Oprah Winfrey Network just picked up Lindsay to do an 8-part documentary series to the tune of $2 million.
No.
Yes.
$2 million?
$2 million they're paying Lindsay for an 8-part documentary series, follow around on a recovery, on, and I use that term lightly.
On then drinking the next night.
It would have been more interesting if they'd done it before.
Right.
Just saying.
And this is just her coming out of rehab and just talking about it. 8-part. All I'm saying is, Oprah, you overpaid.
Yeah.
You really overpaid. You could pretty much get Lindsay to do anything for a pack of cigarettes and an 8-ball.
That's true.
Like, anything. You know what I mean?
I'm so fat.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we get it. You don't need PBR to get that.
More news coming out about the tragic death of Glee star Corey Monteith. He was apparently living a double life where he was in L.A., he was sober, he was working, he was professional.
Oh, is that right?
And then in Vancouver, I know that star struggled with substance abuse. And when he went back to Vancouver, it was alleged that he was going back to his party ways. He was hanging out with party friends and that he had his place in Vancouver that not a lot of people knew about.
Ah.
So that's where he would engage in those sorts of activities.
That's too bad.
It really is. And all I can say is, Lindsay, that's sort of a flash of what can happen, of what can tragically happen. And no official word yet on the cause of death, but people are kind of looking towards his...
We've been around rehab a couple times and stuff, so you know...
It's very sad.
Probably what it is.
So let's, you know what? Let's get to happier news.
Okay. All right.
Let's go to happier news. How are you celebrating today, Kevin?
Celebrating today?
Yes.
We're having a party.
Well, yeah, that's true.
With Twinkies.
And a bus. Twinkies and PBR.
Yeah.
But
I don't know what you're referring to.
We are celebrating. It's the 20th anniversary of Free Willy.
Willy. Yeah.
It's the 20th anniversary, Kevin.
Free Willy?
Yes, Free Willy.
That seems like it was like 8 years ago.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
What?
20 years ago. So, you know, kick back, get on the couch, enjoy some PBR, and watch that whale jump over that kid.
It's inspiring.
You know, or if you don't have Free Willy on DVD, I don't know, just watch Honey Boo Boo's Mom. It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. You know, they look alike.
Just get in a black and white dress and... Really, she's really a body double.
Although she's not jumping over anyone.
That's true. Just roll around in the sand.
I don't think she's got a good vertical.
Nope. She's got a quarter-inch vertical.
It is Tuesday, so there are new CDs, DVDs, and TV on DVD in stores today. The Blessed Unrest by Sarah Bareilles?
Bareilles?
Bareilles,
I think.
That girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've actually heard some tracks from this. It's a really good CD. 42 with Harrison Ford and Chadwick Boseman, the Jackie Robinson story. That's out on DVD today. Also, The Evil Dead.
Yes.
The Evil Dead's out today. Free Willy and The Evil Dead.
There's
pretty
your one-two punch.
Same thing.
Oh, my
God. We're all going to die tonight.
Who needs porn when you got Free Willy and The Evil Dead?
You are all going to die tonight.
Woo! And then a movie called Erased, starring Aaron Eckhart. That's out today.
I don't know what that is.
I did not see that. TV on DVD today. Orphan Black.
Oh, that's so good.
Season one.
That's so good.
On the BBC show. That is a great show. If you have not seen that, do yourself a favor. Pick up Orphan Black.
It's about clones. They clone people. And then.
It's on my Netflix. It's like the first one.
And then the people go out in the world, and now they're tracking them down and killing them. And why?
Yeah. It's awesome.
It is great.
Alphas season two.
It's also great.
Also great. Damages, the complete fifth season, is out today. And Hell on Wheels, the complete second season, is out on TV today. Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everyone. Drummer Stuart Copeland of The Police is 61. Here's one that's going to make you feel old, everybody. Phoebe Cates is 50 today.
Oh, really?
Happy birthday, Phoebe.
From Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
No honorary bell.
She gets a bell. She still looks great.
She gets a lifetime bell.
Yes.
Does she get a bell no matter what she looks like eventually?
Yes.
She'll always look great.
Yeah.
She'll always be the girl that came out of the pool
yes.
on Fast Times at Ridgemont High and caught Judge Reinhold doing bad things to himself. singer of Live, Ed Kowalczyk, is 42. We're going to play some Live a little later today.
Take it easy.
Oh, my feeling, coming back again. Right, yeah, the lightning
enough.
Crashes. That was like Eddie Vedder doing Live. I don't know what the hell that was. From Jackass, Chris Pontius is 39 years old today. And actress Anna Lynn McCord from the New Beverly Hills is 26. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. And I pitter patter on the showbiz.
Coming up on today's program, we're going to talk to the new owner of the Twinkie. Very excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
Beer Mug is just going crazy. He's going to die by Twinkie.
I'm sure.
Before noon. Marissa Miller will be on the program, plus the guys behind Drunk History, and we've got your tickets for the ESPYs. First, let's talk about Kanye West. We were talking with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com yesterday about Kanye West and how crazy he has gotten.
Mm-hmm.
And he was at LAX, and he has really... He's completely fed up with the paparazzi now. He doesn't want to have anything to do with them. And I think it all goes back to the time he hit his head on that sign.
Oh, really?
Do you remember that when he was out there? And
oh, and he was... Yes.
They were filming him and they were asking him questions. And boom! He hit his head right on the sign.
Yes.
And then he got really mad at them like it was their fault. And from that point on, he's been yelling at the paparazzi. He doesn't want them to be any part of his life, which is weird because he's a huge star.
Yes.
And... It's legal most of the time what they do. It can be super annoying, but it is legal. And a TMZ reporter caught up with Kanye at LAX, and this happened.
Yo, what's up, Yeezus? I'm a big fan, bro. I love your work. I love your work.
I appreciate it, but don't talk.
Right, I love your work, though.
Bro. I know. I don't want – that's fine, but don't talk to me.
Don't. So the guy just says, I love your work. And that's it. Like, that's all he said so far. He hasn't said anything inflammatory. But Kanye has had it with reporters 100%. He said, that's fine. I'm glad you're a fan, but don't talk to me, ever. Don't say anything to me. Don't talk.
That's just not going to happen.
Right. You can't.
You know, and you know what? If nobody ever talked to you again, you would be so sad.
Oh, it'd be
because
so great.
You need this publicity.
That
that's
would
how
be
you
so
live
great.
Your life.
That's true, but he does not want. He's just going off the deep end. You've seen Kanye 100 times where he's a little out of control.
Yeah.
That's part of why I like to watch. If there's an award show and he's on it, it's much better. You never know what's going to happen.
Right. True.
I mean, if you're his mom or dad, maybe you're not happy. But for God's sakes, the guy is just losing it. And because it's a little hard to hear, we decided that we would do another episode of West on West, which is where Kanye West is done by Adam West.
Of course.
So
we can see the similarities.
We've recreated. Well, we can't get Kanye on the phone. It turns out he doesn't like interviews. But we've recreated the TMZ interview by having Adam West read the part of Kanye West. And Omar will be the reporter from TMZ.com.
Yo, what up, Yeezus? I'm a big fan, bro. I love your work. I love your work.
I appreciate that. But don't talk.
I love your work, though.
I don't. That's fine, but don't talk to me. I don't want to hear paparazzi talk to me or anybody I know.
But I'm a reporter.
That's fine, but don't talk to me at all. And don't talk to anyone I know at all. And tell everybody never to talk to anyone that anyone knows. Don't talk to themselves. Don't talk ever again.
Seems like maybe he's asking for a little too much.
Don't talk.
Don't talk to anyone to ever, ever.
Ever again.
Don't ever speak again. Good luck. Full-on hoedown going on here at the station.
Hoedown? Was there a Kardashian on the floor?
With comedian hey, Brad Williams.
Oh. Woo!
Professional comedian.
Nicely done. We have a big show for you this morning. Coming up, we have Evan Metropolis telling us about the new Twinkie.
The new Twinkie.
Rescued.
Now, less calories.
God bless him.
Fewer calories.
I just ate one.
Fewer calories? Wife, Melissa. Yes, fewer calories.
It's a healthier Twinkie mug.
Exactly.
So you can have like 90 of them.
It's only healthier because it's a tiny bit smaller.
Well, Brad just ate one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for Brad, that's like, you know.
That was like a giant Twinkie.
That's like a foot long sub
like
from Subway.
Right. Let's talk about friends and helpers for just a second. We try not to bother you too much with this, but we do twice a year like to talk about the foundation that my wife and I run called friendsandhelpers.org, and it is for abused women and children.
Yes, it is.
And this is back to school time.
Mm-hmm. It is indeed.
And this is my wife, Melissa, who organizes. I'm in charge of helping raise money, and that's it. They do not want me around details. They don't want me around money.
You're not a detail man.
I'm not really good with that stuff.
But we love you, Kev.
Wife is a organizational genius. And I don't know how she does it. She brings stuff together and tell the people, first of all, who we help.
Who we help. We help abused women and children all over California. And it's back to school time. And, you know, California has new laws. So back to school is now August, people. So I'm not here early. This is something that is important that we get to today. Don't delay. Help us out. We are going to be filling backpacks on July 27th. And if you go to our website, friendsandhelpers.org, you can get all the information. We need your help. Sponsor.
Stop pounding.
Sorry. Where's that happen?
People yell at us when we do that.
Oh, sorry. See, I come to the show and I get in trouble.
We try to help the abused women and children. Here's what happens. They're in a situation. And a lot of people ask, why don't they just leave?
Yeah. Well, here's the problem with that. It's hard to just leave. You know, when people are abused, it's very hard to break the cycle. So we help people that actually have gotten out and they're getting therapy, they're getting job training, and they are out. And we want to help them build their self-esteem. And everybody remembers their first day of school. You remember getting your school supplies, your crayons, your pencils. And we want to make sure, you know, going to school is hard enough.
And they're probably going to a new school.
Thank you, Lisa. That's such a valid point.
And maybe still living in a shelter.
And it's, you know, the first day of school is a big, big deal. Remember, you know, kindergarten, it's exciting. Or if you're going to junior high or high school. So we want to make sure these kids have a brand new backpack and the mothers get to give them a brand new backpack. So we're really addressing so many issues. And our K-Rock listeners have always been so wonderful in supporting our cause at friendsandhelpers.org. And we want to make sure that we're able to fulfill the needs of all these backpacks that we're filling. And
it started out with hundreds and now it's literally thousands.
Thousands and thousands.
Well, and as you pointed out, it's just a way to try to make these kids feel normal and like everybody
else.
Yeah,
going to school without like a backpack or even just pencils or paper or
something.
Supplies.
You're embarrassed.
Yeah, because you don't just do backpacks. You do like simple school supplies. These kids sometimes don't have a ruler
rulers.
Fill them up with everything they need.
They don't want a pencil like it's the best gift ever. They just want to not be embarrassed in front of all the other kids. And the parents want that more than anything, and the moms for the most part can't afford it.
I
mean, it's really sad to say, but you know, a $25 donation is going to send a kid to school with a really great backpack, and that's where we really need your help. And we're also doing something different this year. Kids are going to school without breakfast, without lunch, and without snacks. So if you look on the website, we're also doing a huge food drive, so please check that out. And we really need support with that, and we're going to be filling up bags with snacks for the kids as well. But our
you know, we really want to make that happen, but the backpacks is a huge, huge drive. And Brad knows because Brad's been involved with us for several years.
Brad's shown up many times, yeah.
Yeah, Brad is – Brad is
terribly and almost ran over a couple of people. I was in Mini Cooper.
That was the first. That was one of the first times I met Brad. Not the first time, but one of the first. And he pulled up in his Mini Cooper, and he parked halfway between two spaces, and he was blocking the driveway somehow. I don't know how one car does all that. But.
And a Mini, no doubt.
Correct.
And then, like, I got out of the Mini Cooper, and everyone looks at a dwarf getting out of a Mini Cooper, and goes, "Okay, this is the best day of my life."
But let me tell you where we're going to be. So, because we could also really use your help in putting these backpacks together, and you can bring your kids and you can make a nice family day out of it, and we have cookies.
Woo!
Woo! Sugar.
Yeah. And so Saturday, July 27th from 9 to noon. Why are we doing that? Because it's going to be the hottest day on record, but it's fun. And so you want to come out and be with us. We're going to be at 5805 Sepulveda Boulevard in Van Nuys in the Lone Mart parking lot. The people at Lone Mart are very good to us. Our lovely friends at Galpin Ford are wonderful to us. They're giving us trucks. You know, the thing about friends and helpers that's really important is 100% of what you give us goes to the cause.
Yeah, I always like to bring this up. It's shocking to me that the IRS lets people get away with this, but they let you get away. If you have a 501c3, which is the charity, they let you get away with giving 5% of the money to the victims.
And it's disgusting.
And use 95% for salaries and overhead and whatever.
Sure.
And most charities don't.
Yeah.
But that's their limit. Like, they're okay with that if you use. So we figured, my wife figured out a way to do it so that 100% of what you give actually goes to the people who deserve it.
And we have
yeah. a board, and they're all fantastic, and they all donate their time.
I can vouch for that because my brother-in-law, Kevin, is on the board as well, and he doesn't get paid a dime.
Yeah. And your brother-in-law's the CFO, and he doesn't get paid a dime.
And, like, he can, and, he's, and I know this because he still hits me up for money. So trust me. Can you pay him? Jeez.
Nobody gets paid. I'm sorry, but nobody gets paid. But please, please, you know what? You're listening to the show, and you may find it funny, so just go to friendsandhelpers.org.
Such big confidence
just,
in her husband.
Just once in the last week, if you found it funny. If there was something you enjoyed hearing, don't hold it against Brad. Go to our website, friendsandhelpers.org. Make a donation. You know, send us an email. It literally rolls directly to me. I will answer you within 3 hours. Kevin will tell you I don't sleep for
the
next 2 weeks.
That drives me crazy. I keep telling him, put him off for a day, for God's sake.
I don't. I'll answer you right away. If you are a company and you want to donate a raffle item, or you're a company that sells food and you want to donate that to us, or anything you can do to help us, we want to hear from you.
The easiest thing, obviously, is to adopt a backpack, which is right on our website. You just click on that, and it's $25, and it's a backpack full of all those supplies.
Yeah. Maybe you want to donate 10 or 20. You're having a good year.
Sure. You know, share a little.
Share a little.
Maybe you're having a bad year. Just get one.
Get one. Exactly.
Or if you don't want to, like, we've learned through the years that this touches some people, and other people have something else that they care very much about.
And that's great. You should help what you want to help.
Help who you want to help, and that's fantastic. If you want to help us, that would be great. We would really appreciate it. If not, it's still cool. Thank you for letting us, you know, make the pitch and donate someplace that touches your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Do whatever feels best for you, and we just appreciate you listening. And you should listen to K-Rock every day, too.
It's friendsandhelpers.org, and thank you in advance. We have Funny Brad. Brad Williams is in the studio with us.
Yeah.
Filling in for Ralph just today. He's got one single day off, and then we'll be back tomorrow.
Sure, but I'll come in and do the sub for him, and we just learned off air that Muggs would go gay for an astoundingly low amount of money.
I don't think he even listens to what the challenge is. He just
do it.
He just listens for the money, and then he goes,
"Yeah, I'll do it." You got a Twinkie?
I like beats. Fantastic.
Yep. Doesn't matter. All right, time for the Showbiz Beat. You can check out Brad Williams' podcast. By the way, it's about last night.
Sure. Thank you for doing that. No and worries. Let's get to the Showbiz news. Kris Jenner is a lying wench.
Now what?
I'm bringing wench back.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Start wench. Fetching wench.
All but right. That's sort of good, though, isn't it? Like a pirate chick?
I don't know.
But lying before it.
Lying wench. That means bad. Well, here's what Kris Jenner did. She posted a photo on her Twitter and her Facebook of her holding a baby saying, "You'll never know who will stop by the show today," talking about her talk show.
Which, did it start airing yesterday? Is that
Does anyone know?
I don't
know. Did anyone watch?
No.
Was that on anyone's DVR?
So she was pimping out Kanye and Kim's baby.
Mm-hmm. But see here, here's the thing. It was not Northwest. The baby was not Northwest.
It was another baby?
It was, TMZ found out that the baby actually belonged to a hair and makeup person on set. So she's taking a photo of her and
what?
A baby going, hey, look, Northwest is on my show. She can't even book her own grandchild on her talk show.
You liar!
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's just trying to get eyes on that show because I think it was reported last week that they're having problems on set. She's a diva on set, making all sorts of demands. So they're just, Kanye West turned them down to be on the first episode.
Of course.
So that is, they should just call that show the Titanic. Because it's sinking.
I hope it does it in fast motion. I hope it doesn't like this first week. I hope it goes down in flames.
So it's like an old school like British comedy. Like you see her like running around. The show's going crazy,
and then it goes dark.
The Huffington Post just posted a fascinating list. This is a list of celebrity actresses who have it in their contracts that they will not do nude scenes. So,
but they can always change their minds, right?
For the right amount of money or the right project, maybe. But this is in people's contracts that they will not do nude scenes. So let's go through this list. And you might have to wave a white flag and just play some sad music while this is going on. Because some of these people you'd really want to see naked. Scarlett Johansson.
Really?
Has in her contract that she will not do nude scenes. Megan Fox.
Oh.
Ow! Will not do nude scenes. Mad Men's Christina Hendricks.
Yeah.
Will not do a nude scene.
Yeah, you couldn't handle that.
That's probably true. That's probably true, but I'd like to give it a try. This is a list of people that you would want to see do nude scenes.
Yes. Sure. But then there's some celebrities that are on this list that have, like, we're not doing nude scenes where you're going, I don't think anyone's asking you.
Yeah.
So you have Julia Roberts, who will not do it. And maybe like 15 years ago, 10 years ago. But
I don't know. I've always...
Now, maybe. I don't know.
Sarah... That giant vein in her forehead.
Once you said that, I could never stop looking at it.
It's
you
off-putting.
Ruined her for me.
I didn't do it.
I didn't notice it until you said it.
It's off-putting.
As someone who has a head as large as mine and a vein that's about the same size, I'm going to have to defend Julie on that one. There's nothing wrong with head veins. By the way, I think head veins is playing Coachella this year. Sarah Jessica Parker. Also announced that she will never do a
nude
scene.
That's okay.
I'm like, all right, you know what?
Yeah.
I've seen the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
I'm good. It's a fascinating list. Check it out on HuffPost. And then speaking of people getting naked, Farrah Abramson? Yes, that one.
Whichever.
Sure, that doesn't matter. She wants nothing but to get naked. She
this
only
is
wants to get
naked. Mom.
Wants
that's
to
always
get naked.
God.
Yeah. And but there are some people that don't want to see her naked. For instance, Playboy.
Oh, they turned her down? Did they?
Twice!
Did she go to them?
She went to them and said, hey, Playboy, I'm backdoor team mom Farrah Abram. I'm a celebrity. I'm famous. You gotta have a celebrity naked in your issue. You'll sell tickets. And Playboy said, we're good.
Thanks, but no.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, everyone's already seen all that.
Yeah. Why?
And more.
Why would anyone go to Playboy to see Farrah naked? I have this thing called Google.
Naked!
Yeah, you just type in backdoor whore, and then just plenty of stuff comes up of Farrah Abram naked. You don't need Playboy.
Agreed. We've seen enough of what
she runs on the beach naked. She's the one girl that I can think of. Like, she's running around naked going, look at me, I'm naked. Yeah. Everyone, I'm naked. Everyone's like, don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care. Walk down Hollywood Boulevard on any Friday or Saturday night, you will see plenty of naked girls way better.
When you start with the B-hole, you're out.
You're done.
Nowhere to go.
You peaked.
We see everything you have. No thank you.
Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everyone. Drummer Stuart Copeland of The Police is 61 years old today. Phoebe Cates is 50 from Fast... Yeah, lifelong bell for Phoebe Cates. If you've never seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High, watch it for just her scene. It is probably the best nude scene
just fast forward till
all of movies.
Till she's in her swimsuit, she's coming out of a pool, and then you'll know what we're
talking
about.
And you're done. Will Ferrell is 46 years old today. Happy birthday, Will Ferrell. Corey Feldman is 42. From Live, singer-guitarist Ed Kowalczyk is 42 years old. Yeah, I don't know.
Whoa, yeah.
Brad sings live.
Here is not the end today, Osh. Yeah. Some good stuff right there, live. I'm doing any better, but it doesn't matter. It's close enough.
You don't have a wide range of characters that you do.
I have two. I have me, I have Eddie Vedder, and I have Shakira.
Which is...
Best impression ever. You know what? I think Shakira should sing live next. Lightning crashes on old Malachi eyes. From Jackass, Chris Pontius is 39 years old today, and actress Annalyn McCord is 26. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, and I pitter patter on the showbiz.
Later this hour, Marissa Miller will be here talking about RIPD, and we've got the guys behind Drunk History, which, of course, I should be starring on, but I'm not, coming in as well. We'll talk about that as they have a new season going on right now. First, it's time for...
And now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
I have some choices for you today. Luann Giambattista is one of them. She's a flight attendant, and she has been accused by the airline, American Airlines, that they say she's mentally ill and that she's been sneaking rats onto the plane.
What?
She has
rats
she has
on a plane?
She has.
Is that the sequel?
She has pet rats. She puts them in her underwear and gets them through security and walks onto an airplane.
That's it! I'm tired of these mother effing rats on this mother effing plane!
So that's the first person. The second person is a 35-year-old Israeli man who was rushed to the hospital on Friday afternoon. These all involve animals, by the way.
Okay.
And this has been one of my pet fears for my entire life. And it's... it's not possible, so it's stupid. It's like being afraid of sharks in your swimming pool, right?
Right.
It's never going to happen. You just talk yourself out of it. Logically, it'll never happen. It happened in Israel. A 35-year-old man was relieving himself when a snake jumped out of his toilet.
What?
And bit his penis.
Oh, my God. That story has everything.
That's... I've always been like, I don't know. You can't see down there. What's down below your house?
That there's a snake, but that it bit him, and it bit him on the penis.
Right. And he was apparently, according to the article, he was apparently standing up. So it wasn't...
That, wow.
Yes.
That snake wanted him.
Snake. Right. Snake had hops.
How does snake know that that's the part rather than the leg either side?
Well, because the snake probably mistook it for another snake.
Or a giant
and
worm.
And then, like, wanted to mate or something and said, hey, let's do this dance.
Paramedics say he was lucky. Israel is full.
Oh, he's lucky?
Israel is full of deadly snake species, and this was not a deadly snake.
I would love to hear that conversation when the guy's just been bitten in the penis by a snake jumping out of a toilet, and the guy goes to him and says, you're really lucky.
You're lucky. F you, I just got my penis bitten by a snake. A Brazilian man died due to injuries sustained when a cow fell through the roof on his bedroom. A cow? His roof was even with the planes.
Okay.
It went down.
Yes.
So a cow walked from the planes onto his roof. The roof could not hold his weight, and the cow fell down, his wife laying next to him in bed, untouched.
Wow.
Dude killed.
By cow.
Killed by cow falling through roof.
Sleeping next to his wife.
Yes.
So his last thought was probably like, honey, not right now. Holy crap, this is not my wife.
I don't think he had that much time to think.
A cow?
And finally, nominated for the Citizen of the Day is myself and Brad Williams as we make plans for next summer.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Brazil.
Brazil!
I've always wanted to go there. I've never gone in my entire life. Been saving for 2 years now to go to the World Cup.
That's right.
And this last story that I want to play for you, I have news audio for you. It's really horrible.
Oh, boy.
It's unbelievable.
Yep. And you guys are going.
And
nothing seems to deter you.
It's so bad that you have to almost laugh. It's so bad.
Okay.
Here's the story.
Yahoo Sports says this 20-year-old referee, Octavio da Silva, was quartered. Quartered.
You know what quartered is?
What?
Cut into quarters.
What?
Yes.
Four pieces.
A 20-year-old referee in Brazil.
Definition? To dismember a human body into four parts. The Associated Press says it started at an amateur soccer match in northern Brazil. The referee allegedly stabbed a player.
Okay.
Okay, well, that was his first step wrong.
First of all, why do the referees carry knives?
Right. That seems bad. Like, so what? The guy flopped and he went, no more flopping. I'll give you something to flop about. Stab.
No, I saw some video of this. What happened was the referee gave the guy a red card for a dangerous tackle.
Okay.
An immediate red card, which means you're ejected from the game.
Right.
The player ran after him immediately, like a baseball player who had been hit by a pitch, rushes the mound.
Right.
He ran after him, was throwing haymakers, just really pummeling the ref. And maybe the ref knew this guy hated him or something, but he had a knife on him.
On the field.
Yes. Took out the knife, stabbed the player in the heart. Guy dies.
Wow.
Angry fans and family members of the soccer player
who were watching in the audience as this happened,
then reportedly stormed the field, stoned the ref to death,
stoned him to death,
then quartered him and set his head on a stake in the middle of the field.
That is old school.
What's happening?
Right? That is medieval old school.
Oh, get off, 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 get off it, get off it, get off it, get off it.
Oh, my. They put his head on a stick in midfield. That happened.
And you guys are going.
I think more people would watch soccer if that happened all the time.
Agreed. If you knew the ref had a knife.
Baseball should think about this.
And if things go poorly enough, there might be a ref's head at midfield.
You're out. I was saying stab.
So there you go. Those are your nominations for Citizens of the Day. And I believe that Brad and I take it because we're still going to Brazil.
Yeah, you are the idiots.
After all that, we're still like, yeah, sounds like fun.
That's not going to slow us down.
Now you know, Kevin and Beans, Citizen of the Day.
Time to talk to Evan Metropolis about maybe the greatest comeback in the history of human civilization. Ladies and gentlemen, the Twinkie is back. Woo! The Twinkie is back.
Just had a bite.
So happy about that. Evan, good morning.
How are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
We are good. It's a great day for America. Where, tell us your story, how you came to pick up Hostess, because when they were running out of... It's funny, you don't eat them a lot until you realize they're going away.
Right.
And then we would see a Hostess store and pull over and the shelves would be empty. We go, wow, what a bummer. Tell us how you came to buying this particular company and trying to turn it around.
You got it. Well, first of all, the shelves are empty again. They're selling 10 times faster than we would have ever thought. Most of our outlets are already sold out. We're trying to get them stocked as quick as possible. I think you see that the Hostess brands are a cult favorite. They're a part of Americana. We've had a lot of great American food brands like Chef Boyardee, Goulden's Mustard, Bumblebee Tuna. So we know that they need a little tender love and care and bring them back with a consumer so it relates to them. A lot of management teams have just screwed up these businesses over the years.
I was going to ask, what did they do wrong that they were unable to make it if they had a base of people who wanted to buy the product?
Well, there's a lot of different elements. It depends on the pricing. A lot of times products are priced in a crappy way. No one, really studies the dynamics of how these brands need to get to the consumer. So, I'm not, I wasn't there with the old management team, so I don't know exactly what type of, issues they were challenged by, but typically with these companies, people, tend to not invest money with the right marketing. They don't, keep the products evolving. Like for us, we're working on a 100-calorie pack, some moderated serving sizes, and we're trying to stay in touch with what the consumer wants.
Here's what I like, though. I like the fact that you're working on a 100-calorie version, and then that means people will be able to eat more, so they'll end up eating four or five anyway because they can eat more. I love that about the American people.
Yeah, well, the Americans are great, and they have spoken, and they want their Twinkies back, so that's what we do. We give it to them.
Now, this says Twinkies have a shelf life of 45 days, up from 25 days before. My understanding was the Twinkie life was, that was one of the things that's going to be around.
It's infinite.
Yeah, it's forever. You could keep a Twinkie on a shelf for the rest of time.
You could if you wanted to. Our philosophy is a little different. We would like to get the products to consumers' hands as fast as possible so they're consumed as fresh as possible. I can tell you this. Our products, the Twinkies, taste better today than they did when they came off the shelves. We spent some time and effort with our research and development department to make sure that the ingredients and the recipes were executed beautifully. All our employees have taken great pride in our factories and stuff, making sure that this stuff tastes better than it did when it was off the shelves.
Do you have like five fat guys that are just tasting full time? You give them another one, you go, how's this taste? Oh, tastes pretty good, but I sure need a break.
We have a few skinny Asian guys because they can eat more than our fatter employees. So we stuff them in like Kobayashi and see how much we can get down the gullet.
I like it. Cupcakes and Twinkies are back. Where are they? Everywhere?
Everywhere, if you can find them. They're pretty much sold out. We got new stocks coming into the stores in the next few days.
But the first showing completely sold out.
Millions and millions of Twinkies have been gone over the last 48 hours. We have Snowballs, Zingers, Ho-Hos, Ding-Dongs, all in production now, coming your way. Our coffee cakes are probably the most dynamic product we have, so we're excited about that.
Are those new?
USA! Well, no, they're not, but they're new.
Wait, the people are speaking.
The people are speaking. Sorry, what?
I don't remember the coffee cakes.
Oh, yeah, the little coffee cakes, the package one, sure.
No, I guess I missed that.
You don't eat junk, Lisa. You need to start. Well,
I am.
You really do.
I had a Twinkie this morning.
We do have a box here. We have a bunch of PBR. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Thank you for that, Evan.
We have more than a box.
It's great to wash the Twinkies down with a couple cold PBRs. Let me tell you, nothing goes
better. It's a good morning.
It's a good morning, and it's great for this show because we tend to imbibe a little bit. Evan, thank you very much for bringing back the Twinkie and the cupcake, and you're the man, and thanks for taking the time today.
Love your show. Have a great weekend, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. We welcome to the air now supermodel, Marissa Miller. Hi, Marissa.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Talking about the new movie RIPD, which is in theaters this Friday, July 19th. Mm-hmm. Explain to people what your role is, who you are in the movie.
Well, it's pretty interesting. Ryan Reynolds and Jeff Bridges' characters, they're cops of the underworld. So they're kind of like ghosts, and when they come to Earth, they have disguises, and I play Jeff Bridges' disguise. So instead of him, you'd see me. So
you are Jeff Bridges?
Yes.
Yeah, so a lot of the comedy kind of plays out within that, and I had to have like his mannerisms and kind of jump in the scene after him and mimic what he did, which was quite an undertaking.
Yeah, that seems difficult because they do cut back and forth between, you know, Jeff Bridges and you a lot, and your mouth is, you know, speaking his words. It's got to be a little bizarre.
It is a little bizarre. I mean, the writing in the script was pretty good, so in a weird way, it felt really natural because I got the comedy and what they were trying to get out of me. So, you know, it was a really fun process, but You definitely had to, like, go 100% into it or it just would be silly. So
it seems like most acting roles, they allow you to kind of, you know, take the line and sort of deliver it in a way you want. But if it's something like this where Jeff Bridges has already said a line, you have to do it verbatim, right? If you put in the or an and or anything, they have to do it again.
Yeah, and his mannerisms too, his body language, I'd have to mimic that. And, you know, he kind of plays this like 200-year-old cowboy. And, you know, my wardrobe was, you know, a little tiny dress and this like kind of like sexy spy coat. So we were in completely different outfits, and obviously he's
thank
male,
God.
Female,
first of all, thank God, yes. I don't want to see him in that outfit.
So yeah, I had to, you know, I had to position my body like him, and it was crazy. I had to watch a lot of his old movies to just kind of, you know, the cadence of his voice in my head, and, you know, really, really try to get his essence. So it was a pretty crazy process.
And a lot of the stunts in the movie look very funny, but they look like you get the worst part of it. Like Jeff Bridges is standing there, and then in the trailer, that bus hits him, and it's you on the windshield.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems like you get the bad end of the stick on that one.
Well, it was funny because this is my first film, so obviously it's, you know, it's a new experience. It can be really intimidating. So when they asked me to do some of the stunts, I was excited because I'm pretty athletic, and to be able to do something that, you know, kind of use one of my strengths was good for me. And it was exciting, you know, the crew of guys that did all the stunts, they're the best in the business. And it was fun, you know, they're like the rowdy crew cheering you on. And but yeah, I mean, I get hit by a bus and it was pretty intense.
Does it help to be athletic in that stuff when you used to surf, right? Or you still do?
Yeah, I still surf. I played basketball, volleyball in high school, and I can pretty much do any sport, you know, okay. But it definitely helps in that situation to be coordinated, and there's so much going on with, like, you know, the safety of them telling you what's going on with, like, the rig you're attached to, and then the action of what the character's doing. You know, if you didn't have, you know, some sense of your body, I think you could get in trouble. So, and then, you know, my outfit, I mean, the worst part was like my big hoop earrings and my push-up bra. That was like the most uncomfortable thing out of everything, hitting the windshield.
Well, sucks to be a hot chick, I'll tell you that. it really sucks. Did you say this was your first movie?
Yeah, yeah.
That's sort of shocking. Well, just in that you've been such a supermodel, you've been, Sports Illustrated, everything, every possible model opportunity. And you have a good, you know, personality. How have you not ever been in a movie before? Is it because the movie industry is based here and you're a Giants fan?
That is everything to do with it.
You think that has something to do with it? They know, yeah, let's get Marissa Miller. You know what? Giants fan.
I know. It's that rivalry, man. And I know it affects you professionally as well.
No, but seriously, how is this your first movie?
Well, you know, I've been called in to read for stuff for a while, but you know, acting, you know, there's some skill involved, and you have to kind of give it the respect of giving it the time. And I was so scattered traveling all the time, and just I didn't really have time to focus on it, and I didn't want to do it half-assed.
You want to do a port,
yeah. So I kind of waited till the right project, and then when this came along, you know, it was such a great opportunity with such a cool cast that I just kind of put everything on hold and shot it in Boston for like 6 months. And, you know, I just took the time to do it and put everything else on hold. So
did you get a chance to work with some of the other actors in the movie, Kevin Bacon or Mary Louise Parker?
Yeah. One of my first scenes was with Kevin Bacon, which, you know, I had like a mini heart attack before. I mean, he's like, you know, it's Kevin Bacon, yeah. You know? So it was such a cool experience because all the guys they're so funny in real life, and they're like super into music and everything. So the set was, you know, really relaxed, thank God, because, you know, you could freak yourself out. So yeah, one of my first scenes was with Kevin Bacon.
Do you find yourself not staring, but almost saying, what am I doing in this position where I'm looking at Kevin Bacon and I'm trying to act? I mean, it must feel awkward, like, A lot of pressure not to blow it.
Yeah, like it was really surreal. I mean, I'm telling you, like I had to give myself like a pep talk, you know, before I stepped into that scene. And then you're already mic'd too. So it's like you don't want the sound guys hearing you like, you know, okay, you can do this, Marissa.
Oh,
you know?
Crap, oh, crap, oh, crap, oh, crap, oh, crap. Yeah. You don't want that?
Yeah. So, but I mean, you know, Kevin, he's so cool. And, you know, and then you just step into the role. And I mean, I'm used to doing things that are out of character for my personality. So you just kind of put your work hat on and jump into it.
Well, it looks fantastic. RIPD is the name of it. It's in theaters this Friday, July 19th. Marissa Miller is in it with Jeff Bridges and Ryan Reynolds and Kevin Bacon and Mary Louise Parker and a whole bunch more. And it just looks like a lot of fun. And Marissa, we appreciate your time today.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm a big fan of you guys, too.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on the show. We have the guys from Drunk History coming in just after the top of the hour.
Like Drunk History.
And we also have some tickets for you to see the ESPYs. So that's also coming up as well. Ralph's out for today. He will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, Brad Williams, comedian who does a podcast called About Last Night with Adam Ray.
Mm-hmm.
You should check it out.
Yeah, our current episode has Bobby Lee on from Mad TV. He showed us his penis. It is purple.
And, it's purple.
It's purple.
That seems bad.
Like you would think it's like a bug bite or something. But yeah, and then on upcoming episode coming out next week, we have the director of The Heat and Bridesmaids, Paul Feig, who is insanely funny.
Let me just say this. I know there are a bunch of really high-profile movies out right now.
Yeah.
If you have time, find The Way, Way Back. Find, I'm sorry, The Heat.
The Heat, yeah.
The Way, Way Back is good, too. But The Heat, everything,
it's great.
It is.
It's unbelievable how funny that movie. Maybe one of the two funniest movies to me
So great.
Of the year.
And I love that my buddy Adam Ray is in it, because a lot of times if
he
you're...
was
he's great in the movie. Yeah. You know, if your friends are working, they're like, hey, come see me in this project. I'm on this TV show.
Yeah,
I'm on this movie.
You're like, I don't know.
Great. And you because I've done it a lot where I've done projects where it's like, I'm not really proud of this, but watch it anyway. Just see me and then stop watching it. But I went and saw The Heat to see Adam, and it was a great movie.
Everything Melissa McCarthy says is funny as hell.
She can do no wrong.
Check that out if you have time.
So, from great movies and people with talent, let's move to people maybe not so much.
Okay.
Or whose biggest talent is getting high and getting drunk. Speaking of which, Lindsay Lohan is in the news, everyone. And it'd be a good time to be Lindsay's friend, because she just got paid lots of money. The Oprah Winfrey Network just paid Lindsay $2 million.
That is a crazy amount of money, you would think.
But they're getting an 8-part documentary series about her comeback,
about what?
I guess they're calling
it. Does it start when she gets out of rehab?
I think it's going to start. She's going to sit down for interviews and allow them to do her life and everything like that in an 8-part documentary series for the OWN Network. And going to be paid
$2 million. Everybody always asks, how does she still have money?
That's why.
Where's she getting it from?
People just pay her to talk to her, I guess. But my question is, how fast is she going to go through $2
million? Oh, a week.
Yeah.
A week.
Couple cars, couple dump trucks full of blow.
She has no concept of managing her money.
Do you order blow by dump trucks?
Lindsay does. She just backs it up towards the house.
All right, tip it.
Tip it. I got it. Take a big whiff.
Hopefully not anymore.
Hopefully not anymore. She's getting out of rehab. And she's not going to slide. Her mom's throwing her a big pool party with
what
lots
go wrong
of
there?
Booze and drugs and friends and all that sort of thing. So,
okay, take it easy.
She did just pay Lindsay. So that's good. So look forward to seeing that train wreck on the OWN Network. Radar Online has a fascinating article out right now. It's a bunch of Hollywood housekeepers and assistants are revealing details about people that they have worked with. Now,
A, I love this.
Well, you have an assistant, don't you?
And B, I love this. No, I don't.
Linus?
No. That's made up by Ralph.
Ah, well, this is good. And, they're spilling all. And here's some of the highlights. There's tons of information, but here's some of the ones that I found that were particularly entertaining.
All right.
Kourtney Kardashian gives her husband, Scott Disick, gold stars to reward him for good behavior.
What?
So if he changes a diaper or something of one of the kids, she gives him like a gold sticker. Like, hey, there you go.
That's a joke,
good
isn't it?
Good job.
Good boy. Keep it up.
Yeah. And then it says that if he gets 10 gold stars, he gets sex. So he has to earn 10 gold stars.
That must be all he does.
Yeah, so it's like, I got 8. I'm going to go to the store and pick up some things. Do we need light bulbs? What's happening?
Yeah, good boy.
I wonder if she gives out the gold stars after the sex, too, like based on his performance.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to take a couple of stars away this time.
Maybe she's got different colored stars, like based on his performance. Like she's got gold ones, silver ones, bronze ones, and then a blue one that just says participant.
Yeah. Not much of a participant.
That was a good one. Jennifer Aniston's staff says that she loves walking around naked. Does not mind it.
I find that hard to believe, but I'm in.
Walks around in lingerie and nude and just doesn't mind that the staff can see her.
Wow.
And all I'm saying is, where is my application?
I agree. I want to be her assistant.
Yes.
I saw her at Jimmy Kimmel's wedding this past weekend.
Oh, look at you with the inside scoop.
I don't have much inside scoop, but she's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's one of those people where you see her on TV and you think she's beautiful, and then you see her in person. And it's strange, like, you feel like you're going to get tackled by her security because you can't stop looking at her face.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Sure, and other parts, which apparently now her staff gets a full view of. So
yeah.
I'd like my staff to get a view of that.
Oh, God.
Right? Who's with me?
Yeah. All I'm saying is, Jennifer, listen, I'm 4'4". I could be a table. You know, an end table, something, just a nightstand. I could do it.
Put a sombrero on your head. You could be a chip dip.
Yeah, let's do that, carrier. Jennifer. I'll do it. And I'm just the right height for the best view, too. 4'4". It has its advantages, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I'm going to say. Taylor Swift is allegedly a crazy cat lady.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
Has a lot of cats.
Kate also Swindler.
Lots of cats.
Yeah.
Just a lot of cats.
Yep.
So many cats.
No boyfriends. A lot of cats.
No boyfriends. Lots of cats. Which is cute when you're 22.
Yep.
When you're 40, 50, 60, then you're just the crazy cat lady.
And I don't know. She seems old to me. Like, when she hits 30 and she doesn't have a guy still, and she's still writing songs about how much she hates men. And she has cats.
And she has cats.
That's, you don't need to wait for her to be 60.
Lots of Cool Whip in that house, I imagine.
Yeah,
I don't know. Just for me, Cool Whip goes with Crazy Cat Lady. It's kind of one's a gateway drug to the other, to be honest with you. And then this one was crazy. Madonna allegedly forces her entire staff to be on a macrobiotic diet.
Like, what's that?
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
I could not Google it in time, but it sounds annoying as hell.
She makes you be on any kind of diet. It's kind of strange.
As a staff. I don't know what that is. Someone's going to probably tweet me what that is. But, so her staff is forced to be on a diet, and there is no television in any part of the house.
Really?
No TVs.
But what about True Blood? And what about Drunk History? For God's sakes, there's stuff that needs to be watched.
That thing has to happen.
Come on.
Yeah. But so, not so much fun to work for Madonna. Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everybody. Actress Phoebe Cates is 50. Could she just get a Lifetime Hottie Award?
Sure.
Something like that.
Sure. She's done so much for the human race.
Oh, so much for the male penis. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Rent It. Actor Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell's 46.
Bitchin.
One of the funniest men on the planet.
Bitchin.
He's happy about it. There you go.
He is very.
Corey Feldman is 42 today. Jackass star Chris Pontius is 39. Singer guitarist Ed Kowalczyk from Live is 42.
Can we get your impression again? Do you mind?
Yeah.
I alone love you. I alone tells you.
I wish you could see Brad's arms.
Fear is not the air to the us. You're off.
Doing that. It's a good time. Karaoke in the car. Yeah. And from Beverly Hills 90210, the revamp version, actress Annalyn McCord is 26 years old. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, and I pitter-patter on the show biz.
Welcome to the studios, Derek Waters and Jeremy Connor.
Woo!
Welcome,
Hi.
Guys.
Hi. Thank you guys for having us.
The geniuses behind the show that I should work for, Drunk History.
Yes.
The only difference is I know drunk. I don't really know history all that much.
Oh, you don't?
No, I can drink, but that's about it. I'm out when it comes to history. Now, Derek, you're the announcer.
The host.
Host.
Right, right.
And you drink.
I do from time to time.
But you're not drunk.
And I'm not drunk. I'm just partaking with the narrators to let them feel that we're doing this together.
It's a camaraderie. No one wants to drink by themselves.
Right. Yeah. Agreed.
That's just sad.
Standing around.
Yeah. Right. So you drink with them so that they have a buddy, a partner.
Right, right. I'm a team player.
Now you sound a little drunk.
Yeah, do you sound the same after you drink as before?
My voice has never changed.
It never changed.
maybe when I was 12, but ever since that, it's always sounded just a little slow. And
welcome to my life.
Yeah, I've been accused from time to time of being drunk.
Yeah,
and I wasn't. I once got kicked out of a bar.
Kicked out of a bar.
I was kicked out of a bar
for being drunk.
No, I was 100% sober, and I came in and I said, "Could I get a drink?" And she's like, "Are you by yourself or are you with someone?" I said, "Oh, I'm just waiting for some friends that haven't shown up yet."
And which is code for I'm by myself,
right? But I said, "No, I'm just waiting for some friends." And she said, "Well, legally, I can't serve you." And I said, "Why?" And she goes, "Because you're intoxicated." And I said, "I just got here, I swear." And she's like, "Go sober up and come back."
Oh, that's
so funny.
And
when my friends came, they got me a beer. I took one sip, and the bouncer grabbed me and threw me out. And
what?
I was like, "This is all I've had to drink."
They were really on you.
They were really on me. And I was just, this is how I sound.
Do you have problems with cops? Do you try and...
he has to carry a breathalyzer wherever he goes.
Peppy, do you try and really project quickly so they don't hear that slur?
Well, I wish I could get rid of it, but I just can't. And I remember when I first went out here, some friends from Baltimore were out visiting, and we wanted to find the Big Lebowski bowling alley.
Right.
Like you do when you first move out here. And, we were trying to find it, and I made this little U-turn in an alley back over Western where it is or was, and the cop was, "Can I help you?" I said, "Oh, no, we're fine. We're just trying to find the Big Lebowski bowling alley," which is always a great
response. It's easy to say.
Like,
right.
And he goes, "How much have you been drinking?" And I said, "None." And he goes, "You always talk like that?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "You know what? I believe you."
Really?
Yeah, so I got
lucky
off.
You.
Yeah.
This is the first time, by the way, I'm realizing that you haven't been drunk for this entire 7 years that we've been doing this. Now I know.
Now you know that he literally has never been drunk.
Right, no.
You just sound like it.
I just sound like it, yeah.
Now, this whole thing started, what? Was it a YouTube thing? And then I know it was Funny or Die? How did it all begin?
Derek wasn't even on YouTube at first. It was just for Derek's live show at the UCB Theater. Yeah, you did a Saturday night show.
Drunk History.
We were making a short for that.
It was called LOL, a very funny expression.
Is that right?
That had first come out, and the idea of the show was just, I was getting really upset with comedy being judged by views instead of comedy, you know, so I wanted to have people be able to show their videos before they put them online, like, well, is it funny, or just people typing?
Oh, I like it.
So, yeah, it was never intended for the internet. It was just something fun. And
how do you find the people who tell the stories?
They're our friends, really,
just
smart,
basically your buddies,
smart friends.
Because I was gonna say, I you know, I watch it, and like I said before, I don't really know history that well. I watched the one on Al Capone, which I think is tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sure. Mm-hmm. Didn't know that.
Yeah,
didn't know that.
You learned something.
And it's not just generic history either. It's pretty funny, weird stories about these characters. Like the Al Capone story is wacky.
Yeah, we always, you know,
when you think Al Capone, you think wacky.
You do,
that silly guy.
That guy. He was a ball of laughs. Always had a joke.
So you started at UCB, and then how does it make the leap to Funny or Die, or how did it get YouTube first?
Well, yeah,
it was YouTube first.
YouTube first, and then Jack Black saw it.
Yeah.
And said he wanted to be Ben Franklin, and you're not going to say no to that.
Right.
No.
So your first offer to have a celebrity – so here's what they do is they have somebody drunk tell a story from history. And then usually there are celebrities or actors that play the parts of and mouth the words of the people who are drunk that are telling the stories. And they've become bigger and bigger stars throughout, you know, the time. Is Jack Black came to you the first time and said, I want to do a recreation of this?
Right. Mm-hmm. He had seen the first one we did with Mike Cera, and he was – yeah, really excited about it. Really wanted to play a historical figure.
And was that the first time you guys thought, hey, we should try and line up?
It was always like, oh, this is a one-time thing. And then once that was said, then, oh, well, maybe this could live on, and maybe we could just keep making these shorts. But it was never thought of like, this is going to be a TV show. Never. Because it's the thing. I'm a huge comedy snob. Like, how do you take a five-minute idea and turn into a half hour? So that's when Jeremy and I just sat down for years and tried to figure out, well, why don't you just broaden the world of history and have each episode about one town of all stories that took place there.
So tonight's episode is Chicago.
Chicago, the Windy City.
And last week's episode was Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of drunk history for those of you that haven't heard it yet.
Have you been drinking?
Here's the deal. I have been.
Yeah.
Because that's the part of the thing that we got to do for the show.
Hello,
my name is Matt Corley, and tonight we're going to talk about Watergate. Let's begin.
That shows for me, I got to be honest. It's on Comedy Central, and it's very funny. Episode 2 airs tonight at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central, and the hosts and creators of Drunk History, Derek Waters and Jeremy Connor, are here, and we'll be right back on the Kevin and Bean.
The world famous K-Rock. It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Talking drunk history, which is really right up our alley. I mean, let's be honest. This is I learned a lot of stuff about history just from watching your show. And you can just tell by that last sentence that maybe if I knew history, I should be on it, but I don't.
You guys looked a little alarmed right then.
Oh, gosh, no, don't. I learned. No, we're very excited about how a lot of these stories are, or all of them are definitely
Are they true as possible?
They're all true.
They're all 100%
true.
True.
No, wait, I don't believe you.
No, they are. Obviously, there's little things that aren't true, like, you know, Alexander Hamilton didn't have a cell phone. But, like, those things.
I can pick that stuff.
Right.
The dialogue, there might be a few liberties we've taken.
It's but, people who are passionate about what? About an aspect of history that people don't know?
We ask, what is something, what is a moment in history that you love that you wish more people knew about?
Oh, I thought you guys did research. And
we do that as well, but
we had to do that a lot more when it went to television
beginning.
Because now we're doing it very
public.
publicly.
Right. Yeah, very publicly, uh-huh. But it's also city-based. So
like every Chicago story. So when we would talk to people that are from Chicago, like, oh, do you know about the Haymarket riot? Do you know about Capone? And just getting their reaction to it, like, oh, my God.
Without giving away too much. I don't know if you can do that. Yeah, you can say it. Well, without giving away too much for Al Capone.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you have to give away too much for that particular part, if you don't mind.
We can say it.
Okay.
It's fine.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, what did
I didn't know it, the story about Al Capone.
How he died.
How he died. I didn't know that.
Do you know how he died?
I don't.
Syphilis.
Really?
Syphilis took down the biggest gangster.
No
and
kidding.
Towards the end of his life, when he got out of prison, he never treated his syphilis. So when he got out of prison, he had a brain of a four-year-old. And they would take him out. He lived in Florida, and every morning he would walk out and go fishing in his swimming pool. And that's 100% true.
Man.
They have pictures of him at the pool just waiting.
Did he ever catch anything?
I don't know.
Besides syphilis.
Besides syphilis, maybe.
Why did he never treat it? He was just afraid.
He was afraid of needles.
So am I, but.
Yeah.
Am I going to let syphilis turn me into a four-year-old? I hope not. But that's what ended up killing him.
That's what took him, yeah.
That's crazy. A lot of people probably already knew that, but it's an interesting fact.
I think a lot of people did.
You don't?
Okay. I mean, you know.
I mean, we mostly know how they got him and got him into jail, but I never think of, like, what happened after that.
Mm-hmm. He went fishing mm-hmm. in his pool. Now, tell us about the different levels of drunk as you interview people about history.
Well,
you were saying off the air during that record, during that those commercials.
Yeah, there's always, when we first get there, stage one is always like, yeah, you guys are my favorite. I'm so funny. This is the best. Not ever. And that's not good for us, but it's nice that they're having fun.
Right.
But then the next stage is, if I were to say to you, hey, did I already tell you about stage one?
And I would say, yeah.
No, wait, I didn't tell you about stage one.
Yeah, you just mentioned it a second ago.
That stage two is when you won't allow the person.
Oh, I see. So now they're denying that you heard what you just heard.
Right.
Okay, good. And
so that's a little good. And then three is, this is the worst. I don't know why you guys even came over here. So if you can get in between two and three.
That's the sweet
it's
spot.
It's good. Yeah.
So I'd like to play a little bit of, I think it was last week when you did the deep throat. Hey. Back off.
We did the deep throat.
That may have come out wrong.
You should finish that sentence.
No, but when the guy threw up, who was it that threw up?
That was Matt Gourley, the narrator, and who threw up was Nathan Fielder, the actor, next to Ferwiller. And it should be noted, everything these guys are saying, these actors are moving their lips to. Or
again,
throwing up.
Derek Waters is not drunk right now.
Mm-mm.
Sounds like it, but he's not necessarily. Here's a little clip.
And Mark felt is like, here's the thing. I want to meet you at this underground parking garage in Virginia, but anytime you want to meet, leave out the back stairs. Walk a couple of blocks, get in a cab, take that cab, get out of the cab, walk a couple blocks, get in another cab, get in that cab, get out of that cab, walk a couple blocks to the Virginia parking garage that I previously talked about. Woodward meets Felt. And he says,
hold on.
I think I'm gonna bark.
I'm gonna bark.
Oh.
What?
Sorry, pal. Sorry, pal.
What stage is that?
That's four.
Yeah, that's. But then he came back, you know?
He did?
In reality, that happened about 10 minutes after we got there.
Really? But what's funny about the show is that you have the actor who's recreating it do that.
Yeah, he's got to do it.
Yeah.
He's got to throw up.
How many times have people thrown up?
A good amount, but I should say that, you know, it's not like, yeah, we don't high five each other when they throw up.
No,
it's never been something like that. But vomit isn't funny. But I do believe someone vomiting and then wanting to still tell you this story.
Continue with
funny.
The story, right?
Yeah,
because they feel a little better now. They can continue,
right? But I don't know about you, but when I vomit, I want to go to bed.
That's it. I'm done.
That's the worst.
I'm out. Yeah.
Suck on a pacifier, you know, stuff like. I don't want to talk to anybody. You don't suck on a pacifier.
No.
Okay. All right. You're the only one. Sorry.
Fair enough.
Sorry about that. So tonight is Chicago.
Tonight is Chicago.
Tonight at 10 o'clock on Comedy Central, Drunk History is Chicago, and last week was Washington, D.C. What do you have coming up for the rest of the season?
Oh, well, we're going to go to Atlanta the week after, then we're going to Boston, then we go to San Fran, Detroit, Nashville, and then our season finale is a theme of the Wild West, which we're very, very excited.
How many of those
about.
Have you already shot? Or you...
We've shot all of them.
You have. You're already done with them.
Yeah, there's 24 stories.
How many times do you go to somebody's house and they start drinking and it's just unusable?
A lot.
Unusable.
A lot.
Yeah,
more
it's like
times
a way
than
that
other.
Would be such a bummer. But that's including when we were doing it before. When we all of a sudden upgraded to TV, we had to be a little more prepared.
Time conscious or whatever?
Sort of go, is this story really going to be great? You know, we had to make sure before going.
But then if they're bad storytellers, because the other thing about it is, A, they're drunk, but B, they're decent storytellers.
Right.
But tinted by the alcohol.
True. But yeah, more times than none, we had to, you know, just say, okay, that was nice. I mean, it's like, Kevin, how many times have you heard someone go like, yeah, I went over that guy's house. He was really drunk. It was a blast.
Yeah, that's
You've
true.
Never hear that.
No, that's true. It's never a blast.
It usually goes the other way.
Really drunk is fun right up until it's not. And then it's really not fun.
Right.
So that doesn't seem good.
But... So we're trying to make it fun, and you get to learn something.
And you can learn about actual history.
Right.
They should do this in schools.
They should do this in schools.
We should be getting all the kids.
You guys should be going through the high schools on
program.
A tour. That's good, Lisa.
Well, in elementary school, it teaches you not to drink, you know. And then
you just have to guarantee a throw up every time, and then it could be like a scare kids away
from
alcohol.
We look at it as a cautionary tale.
That's what it is, yeah.
We're sponsored by D.A.R.E.
Don't do this. This is what happens when smart people lose
mix. Derek Waters and Jeremy Connor. Drunk History, again, is on Tuesday nights. Tonight is episode 2, and it's on at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central, and it's our kind of show. Thanks for coming in, guys.
We love
Thank you guys for having us.
Thank you. It's time to give away some tickets to the ESPYs. They are 2013 ESPY Awards are tomorrow night at the Nokia Theater at L.A. Live.
Nice.
We have 5 pair of tickets. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. All you have to do is be able to tell us who the athlete is by their nickname. These are relatively simple. We do have 5 pair of tickets, and we want to give them away. So they're some of the most famous athletes in history, so you should be able to get them pretty easily. Greg is first. Hi, Greg.
How you doing?
Very good, thank you. The ESPYs are tomorrow night. If you'd like a pair of tickets, tell me who the former Chicago Bulls player is considered to be the best NBA player of all time.
Michael Jordan.
Very simple, right?
Yes.
Congratulations, you win. All right. They're not all going to be that easy, but pretty close. Jared, hi.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm just being told I forgot. That's right. We need the nickname.
Oh.
As well as the name. I'm sorry. This former Utah Jazz player got his nickname because... Quote, he always delivered.
I have no idea. Michael Jordan was an easy one.
It was, except for we were supposed to have that guy say Air Jordan. That's his nickname. But this is Carl the Mailman Malone.
Oh.
Sorry. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Joey. Hi, Joey.
Hey, good morning, party people.
Hey, Joey.
This Los Angeles Lakers won 5 championships and plans to return from a torn ACL this season.
Kobe Bryant's nickname is the Black Mamba.
That's right. Nicely done.
I didn't know that.
Hold on. The Black Mamba?
You're
bad.
I am bad.
All right. Let's go to Craig. Hi, Craig.
Hi. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you. I need the name of the athlete and the nickname. This former UFC champion just got knocked the F out, but is still considered to be the best pound-for-pound fighter.
No, UFC. The Spider.
The Spider? And his name is...
Carl.
Come on. Did you say Karl Marx?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's Anderson Silva. Thank you for the call, though.
Oh, too bad.
He knew the Spider. Joe, hi.
Hi. How's it going, guys?
Hi, good.
Karl Marx. That's the strangest thing ever. All right, your question is widely considered to be the greatest Laker of all time. This former player is now hoping to win championships in another sport as part owner of the Dodgers.
How about Magic Johnson?
His first name?
Oh, God dang. What is his first name?
You know this.
Magic Johnson. Is it like John?
I'm sorry.
Come on, ask me John.
It can't be John. It's Irvin. You've heard Irvin Magic Johnson.
We just don't hear it much. John. It's a great guess. It's a very common
name. It's no Karl Marx. Corey, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing so far on hold? These are pretty simple, right?
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
All right. This hefty Boston Red Sox slugger is the only player still on the team from their World Series victories.
That's Big Papi Ortiz.
Nicely done. What's his first name?
David Ortiz.
That's it. All right. Nicely done. Hold on. See, it's not so hard. Let's go to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Steve.
This reigning MVP just won his second straight NBA title.
This is LeBron James.
And his nickname is?
King James.
That's it.
All right.
Nicely done. Congratulations. Thank you for playing. And thank you for guessing, Karl Marx.
And on the North 5 around Magnolia, had reports earlier of a lawnmower in the roadway. Turns out it's a stroller. One of our listeners texted me and let me know. So North 5 Magnolia, there's a stroller in the roadway.
Is there a baby in the stroller?
No, there's no baby.
All right, good.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. It is the world-famous K-Rock at 8:52. Ralph is out for the day. He'll be back tomorrow. Brad Williams has been here all day.
I have been.
Filling in.
Thank you, Brad.
I mean, I have a kid, but I left him in a stroller on the freeway.
I don't think you should have a kid,
right?
Yeah, it's the safest place.
That'll be good.
You can follow Brad on Twitter at @FunnyBrad, or you can also listen to his podcast, which is about last night.
Yes. So thank you for doing so. Let's get to the showbiz news, everyone. Kris Jenner is evil.
That's all I have.
Kris Jenner, of course, the mother of porn star Kim Kardashian. She's got a talk show that did debut yesterday.
I think so.
To rave criticism.
To nothing.
Which
is worse.
It wasn't even bad. It was nothing. It's non-existent.
No one cares. But I think she knew that no one was going to care about the show, so she tried to drum up some press for it when she released a photo on Twitter and on her Facebook of her holding an infant, saying, "You never know who will stop by the show today."
Now, the backstory of this is, didn't she, like, shows a talk show host, Matt Lauer or somebody, showed him a picture of the baby, and Kanye got super angry with her.
Very angry.
And now she's doing this. She's saying, maybe the baby.
Yeah, the baby's going to get on here. And she's got a picture holding a baby, so everyone goes, oh, it's going to be Northwest. Everyone's going to see Northwest. And for the first time, turns out TMZ did some research. The baby, not Northwest. The baby belonged to a hair and makeup person on set. So she was literally just posting that photos to be like, please watch my show.
Just stealing a baby to say, you never know whose baby.
Please watch my show.
And really, I'm going to watch her show so I can see a baby.
Good point.
See, that's the thing with all these celebrity babies, the first photos of a bit. They look like babies.
They do look like a baby.
They just don't care.
They, like, if you gave birth to something that looked more like me, like a dwarf,
that'd be interesting.
Well, that's interesting. That's something. But it's a baby.
They just come out of a butt, right?
Yes. They do. But
trying to keep track.
Yeah. Let me guess. They're going to look like every other baby ever.
And even if you are interested, after the first second, you go, okay, seen it.
Baby.
Carry TV
dad's,
show.
Dad's a baby.
Oh, she's the worst.
Terrible. Anyway, moving on. I don't want to do this story, but I think I have to. Corey Monteith, of course, from Glee, tragically passed away. Westboro Baptist Church, of course, released a statement saying that they will be picketing his funeral. But see, here's the thing. Here's how I view this. Is that if the Westboro Baptist Church pickets your funeral, You've done well in life.
You've achieved.
You've done something good. And of course, they're mad because he was on Glee and Glee had gay people
they're
on it and all that.
Anti-gay group.
Yeah, all that. So, yeah, but for me, it's like if the Westboro Baptist Church says, we don't like you, you're a good person. It's the same thing if Amanda Bynes calls you ugly.
Right.
If Amanda Bynes calls you ugly, hey, put a feather in your cap. You're probably a good looking individual.
The other thing, a lot of people don't know this, exactly a year ago, at Comic-Con, the Westboro Baptist Church was picketing. And I went down there a little bit early on the day that they were there. We're going to broadcast them Thursday and Friday of this week from San Diego. I went down a little bit early, and they're just like two little, like, pathetic, just like one kid and maybe one 24-year-old, and they were holding up hateful signs. And then there was a a barrage of police around them, protecting them from the nerd fest.
Yeah,
it's, like the nerds would have killed them.
and that's saying something when a Star Wars geek who's like dressed up as R2-D2 is like, whoa, man, he could kick my ass.
I was trying to pay off the cops to just give him a couple seconds with him, teach him a thing or
if
two.
If a dude dressed as an Ewok is pummeling you, maybe
you need to rethink life.
Maybe time to hit the gym. Do some curls. You know, Pilates, P90X.
What about Chewbacca?
You mean that guy? You mean that?
I didn't hear.
You mean that expert impression that I do of Chewbacca?
I don't know. Something's happening to Chewbacca.
I'm just saying, if you're bringing in Star Wars references, why not use Chewbacca?
I think I sounded more like the lawnmower that was in the middle of the freeway.
That's just not good.
Start again. One more time. Chewbacca.
I am terrible.
You broke him.
It's the best. Are you kidding?
Don't get me wrong. And some people send me tweets like, you're not Ralph Garman. I know I'm not Ralph Garman.
Yeah, he's doing it because he's not good. He knows.
I know I'm terrible.
We're
at
all
this.
Aware of that.
Yeah, Ralph is
Ralph's
a genius.
Yes. Right? That's why I want to hear it again.
Yeah. I'm the guy in the dunce cap that wants to talk to Stephen Hawking about astrophysics.
But that's why I want to hear it again.
I sound like a kid that's like playing army and that's his machine gun noise. Like, I'm going to get you. Like,
I think you should give that a rest.
That was Chewbacca with a stutter. Let's get to news about boobs.
All right.
Well, you say all right now.
Oh.
Turns out they're Farrah Abraham's boobs.
Oh, no.
Seen him. Yeah.
Well, I am happy to report that she got rejected by Playboy.
She put herself out there and said, Playboy, how about this?
She said, Playboy, look at these. And Playboy said, not so much.
We have attractive people.
Yeah, we're good. We got that. You don't, and that, it's like, you don't go from porn to Playboy.
Usually.
You I think only like Tara Patrick and Jenna Jameson have ever actually done that transition. But normally you just do Playboy first, and then when the career goes absolutely south and you go to porn as a last resort. She started with porn.
Yeah.
Not only porn. Backdoor porn.
Yeah, that's where she began.
She peaked.
Yes.
Now it's all downhill from here.
Yes, it is.
Where do you go when porn was your peak and now the slide happens?
And then you get slapped down by Playboy. They say no.
Yeah. What do you do then? Like, what's rock bottom for you then when porn is, like,
when porn was
your top?
Like, that we can't discuss.
Don't you know you're going to have the German porn?
Oh, dear God.
Yes, we're going to have you in the German movie. You've already had backdoor.
Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everybody. Drummer Stuart Copeland from The Police is 61 years old today. Actress Phoebe Cates is 50. Phoebe Cates, Lifetime Achievement Award for Hotness. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Rent It. Be Alone. Have Some Special Moments with Yourself.
I'd rather not hear that.
Darn right. It's going to happen. Will Ferrell. Funny man, Will Ferrell is 46.
Fiction.
You can do the same thing with his movies, too. Have some special time alone with Will Ferrell movies.
Maybe.
Yeah, you know. Maybe. Kind of thing. Corey Feldman is 42. Singer Ed Kowalczyk from Live is 42.
Time for an impression.
I alone tells you. I alone walls you. I alone walls you. Here's no the air to the us. I alone, yeah.
Those aren't even the words.
Yeah, they were. Like, I'm spot on. Sad part is I'm reading the words on my iPad. I still got them wrong.
Yeah. It's a little rough.
Oh, well. Yeah. Brad Williams, expert impressionist. I am not. Jackass star Chris Pontius is 39 years old today. And Anna Lynn McCord from Beverly Hills 90210 is 26. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at Funny Brad. And I pitter patter on the show business.
And Bean Show.
Talking drunk history, which is really right up our alley.
Brad Williams.
Yeah. Has joined us here today. Comedian. You can follow him at Funny Brad on Twitter. He also has his About Last Night podcast.
That's right. I'm here doing my best to substitute for Ralph.
He's out for one day. Ralph will be back tomorrow.
Just one day. Lindsay Lohan is in the news. It pays to be a druggie. That's what I'm going to say.
You're right.
Why does it pay?
Kids, if you learn anything from this Showbiz Beat, do drugs.
Yep.
It can only improve your life.
Is that really what we want
to? Well, listen to what Brad has to say.
Because Lindsay Lohan just got paid.
Mm-hmm.
The Oprah Winfrey Network just picked up Lindsay to do an 8-part documentary series to the tune of $2 million.
No.
Oprah, you overpaid.
Yeah.
You really overpaid. You could pretty much get Lindsay to do anything for a pack of cigarettes and an 8-ball.
That's true.
Like, anything. You know what I mean?
I'm so fat.
More news coming out about the tragic death of Glee star Corey Monteith. He was apparently living a double life where he was in L.A., he was sober, he was working, he was professional.
Oh, is that right?
And then in Vancouver, I know that star struggled with substance abuse. And when he went back to Vancouver, it was alleged that he was going back to his party ways. He was hanging out with party friends and that he had his place in Vancouver that not a lot of people knew about.
Ah.
So that's where he would engage in those sorts of activities.
That's too bad.
It really is. And all I can say is, Lindsay, that's sort of a flash of what can happen, of what could tragically happen. And no official word yet on the cause of death, but people are kind of looking towards his...
We've been in rehab a couple times and stuff, so you know...
It's very sad.
Probably what it is.
So let's get to happier news.
Okay. All right.
Let's go to happier news. How are you celebrating today, Kevin?
Celebrating today?
Yes.
We're having a party.
That's true.
With Twinkies.
And a bus. Twinkies and PBR.
Yeah.
But
I don't know what you're referring to.
We are celebrating. It's the 20th anniversary of Free Willy.
Willy! Yeah.
It's the 20th anniversary, Kevin.
Free Willy?
Yes, Free Willy.
That seems like it was like 8 years ago.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
What?
20 years ago. So, you know, kick back, get on the couch, enjoy some PBR, and watch that whale jump over that kid.
It's inspiring.
You know, or if you don't have Free Willy on DVD, I don't know, just watch Honey Boo Boo's Mom. It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. They look alike.
Just get her in a black and white dress and... Really, she's really a body double.
Although she's not jumping over anyone.
That's true. Just roll around in the sand.
I don't think she's got a good vertical.
Nope. She's got a quarter-inch vertical.
It is Tuesday, so there are new CDs, DVDs, and TV on DVD in stores today. The Blessed Unrest by Sarah Bareilles?
Bareilles?
Bareilles,
I think.
That girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've actually heard some tracks from this. It's a really good CD. 42 with Harrison Ford and Chadwick Boseman, the Jackie Robinson story. That's out on DVD today. Also, The Evil Dead.
Yes.
The Evil Dead's out today. Free Willy and The Evil Dead.
There's
pretty
your
much
one
the same
punch.
Thing.
Oh, my
God. We're all going to die tonight.
Ah! Who needs porn when you got Free Willy and The Evil Dead?
You're all going to die tonight.
Woo! And then a movie called Erased, starring Aaron Eckhart. That's out today.
I don't know what that is.
I did not see
either.
That. TV on DVD today. Orphan Black.
Oh, that's so good.
Season one.
That's so good.
On the BBC show. That is a great show. If you have not seen that, do yourself a favor. Pick up Orphan Black.
It's about clones. Ooh. They clone people. And then...
It's on my Netflix. It's like the first one.
And then the people go out in the world, and now they're tracking them down and killing them. And why?
Yeah. It's awesome.
It is great.
Alphas season 2.
It's also great.
Also great. Damages, the complete 5th season, is out today. And Hell on Wheels, the complete 2nd season, is out on TV today. Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everyone. Drummer Stuart Copeland of The Police is 61. Phoebe Cates is 50 today. Singer of Live, Ed Kowalczyk, is 42. Oh, my feeling, coming back again. Right, yeah, the lightning
enough.
Crashes. That was like Eddie Vedder doing Live. I don't know what the hell that was. From Jackass, Chris Pontius is 39 years old today. And actress Annalyn McCord from the new Beverly Hills is 26. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. And I pitter-patter on the showbiz beat.
All right. Thank you, Brad. Ralph will be back tomorrow morning. Also tomorrow morning, we have Jeff Garland on the program talking about his movie Dealing with Idiots. We have a brand new internet roundup. We have Michelle Rodriguez
nice.
On the show talking
yes.
about Turbo. And Adam Carolla
will be, well done.
Will be here with this weekend.